Should I reach over maybe? Although Lenny Kravitz, though, everybody's swaying a little bit tonight. I prefer you play Huey Lewis and the News back in time. That's what I'd prefer.
It's your kids, Marty.
What's wrong with intro music? We have the technology.
It's a little high-tech for us.
It really is.
Listen to you. We have the technology. Okay, for the most part, you're holding a boombox up to another speaker.
It's
for all intents and purposes.
It's not high-tech for us. It's high effort for us.
Yes. High effort is a lot of effort. He had to search. We waited through a commercial.
I had to Google it on my phone, people.
I still would have preferred.
I'm even surprised Larry has that technology, honestly.
I didn't when we started this.
I know.
I still would have preferred Huey Lewis in the News.
Why are we?
The Great Hyperspace War still goes on.
What? We didn't catch any of that.
Dude, are you talking about, like, old canon? Because I don't even acknowledge that there ever was old books or Dark Horse comic books. I don't acknowledge that. It's your kids, Marty! We gotta do something about your kids! Well, what's wrong, Doc? Do we turn into assholes or something? Like, what does that even mean? What, have we become assholes or something? Like, that was like a thing. You became an asshole.
Really worried about that. Yeah, whether or not people would like him in the future.
Oh, he's still playing the song.
I don't know.
I don't know how long it is.
apparently, Marty had this
theme song to Back to the Future is a lot longer than anybody realizes.
Marty had this thing where if you called him a chicken, you could get him to do anything you wanted. Hey, Marty, eat this dog shit. Oh, hell no. What's wrong? Chicken. And he's like, get a knife and fork, you know, and just break into the Turner. And I'm like, come on, Marty. No. He grew a pair by the end of the third one. If you watch the third one.
If you watch the third one.
With the train.
I like the train.
I didn't mind the train until the very, very end where Doc shows up and into, like, this new space shuttle now. And I'm like, what the hell? How did you do that,
yeah,
dude?
See, and there's...
He did have the hoverboard, I guess, you know, to take apart and tinker and... But come on, man. Really?
Where's my hoverboard?
The thing that...
You have hoverboards and those little wheelie things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought was funny. It was like when he first shows up and he's got that huge barn machine and it's all bam just
to
spit
ice.
Out a cube of ice.
Yeah.
When the
and
fact,
it's dirty ass ice too, yeah.
And the fact of the matter is,
you think I need to come up with a water filtration system before ice machine? Oh God, drinking that dirty ass water is great. And here's a question: why did his great 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 grandmother or whatever look like his mom? That's just weird. And it suggests
it's genetic.
Yeah, I understand his dad looking like him.
It's just incest.
It has to have been just generations of inner. You know, yeah, there's a lot of differences there.
Genetic reincarnation.
It's your kids, Marty.
They
got that weird blood disease that you get if you incest. What's that called?
Anemia?
No, isn't that? There was like a bunch of like...
Hemophiliacs?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. They're hemophiliacs! What's wrong, Doc? Do we turn into hemophiliacs? Whatever. Okay, yeah, it's Back to the Future Day. Which
so
is ironic because you're not going to listen to this until tomorrow at the earliest.
I'll have it uploaded tonight.
But it doesn't matter because it's Back to the Future. We could have time traveled.
How has society disappointed us on Back to the Future Day? That's the question.
Well, obviously the fashion.
All right. Technology and fashion haven't quite combined the way we had hoped.
I just want to wear that helmet.
And baseball bat technology.
Yeah.
Like where it's like one of those nightsticks that the cops carry on that's really short, and then they do this weird ninja kung fu jab, and then it's really a long stick.
Yeah.
Biff's got that, like a baseball bat.
whenever he has one stamina.
I don't. Yeah, dude. There's definitely no flying cars, which I'm happy about. I'm happy we don't have flying cars. But I at least thought we would have a better way to fuel our automobiles by now.
We're lazy.
I wasn't expecting a Mr. Fusion, you know, where you could put like banana peels and dog turds like in your Mr. Fusion and it would run. But I was expecting more than just, you know, dinosaurs.
So dinosaurs
and ancient grass. Yeah. But oh well. There's a weird thing in Back to the Future where they're like still using fax machines.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're not using fax machines as much.
Well,
fax machines as a whole are a pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass. And also,
it's weird
there's a thing where they're wearing two ties. Two neckties, you know, like business attire. And I was hoping that would catch on. I was hoping. I almost did that today, like wore a dress shirt and like two ties. But I didn't have two that matched. Like everyone else in the world, I don't have two of the exact same tie. So, yeah. There's no Jaws 19. That's a bummer.
Yeah, I was saying we didn't make it to Jaws, whatever.
Did you see the trailer that they put out for all the Jaws? And they like covered like Jaws 1 through 19, what they were about. And like one's like a rom-com, you know, one's nice. Like in space, Jaws in space. It's just so stupid. There's one like where Jaws is the hero and like he's attacking like whale fishermen or something weird.
Attacking Somali pirates.
Something like that. Yeah, dude.
Jaws,
Robo Jaws.
Yeah, there was a Robo Jaws, like Terminator sort of font that they used.
Was he back from the future?
Yeah, they could have done a Back to the Future Jaws. That would have been a nice little meta thing to do, but I don't think they did. But yeah, Back to the Future has, for the most part, let me down as far as being accurate. But today has been an actually cool day. You know, social media is full of all of these cool little... Actually, it's a great day for social media because the Star Wars thing is in full effect now. People had 2 days to cream their pants over it, and now they're getting in, working on it and doing all these cool memes and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great few days in the geek world, dude. Really fun. I'm spazzing out thinking about it.
Well, you know, it's weird, you know, you see, I always like to look at shows from the past trying to predict the future.
Okay.
And, you know, certain things we could have done.
Like Ghostbusters. Where the hell are the Ghostbusters?
How is that is set in the past predicting the future?
Oh, okay, I misunderstood what you meant.
Made in the past.
I thought you meant a movie from the past.
Well,
where
like,
things came.
You know, if you look at the original
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
They had the cell phone, the flip phone. They pretty much nailed that.
Well, yeah, we inspired. But they didn't nail that. They inspired that.
Okay, I'm with you.
You know, yeah. I mean, that's really...
Yeah.
In fact...
Next Generation had, like,
they
pads,
inspired
like
that
iPad.
So fast that... By the time the future hits, people are going to think that's passé. I mean, who has a flip phone now?
I don't know, but we totally skipped over like the wearable like communicator on your chest sort of thing, and I would love that. I bet they have an app. I have something like that connects to an app.
I mean, even back in the day, I mean, they made little walkie-talkies.
Yeah, it's just a...
Come on, I'm talking like a cell phone in a thing you wear on your chest, and you smack yourself in the chest, and
you just want to smack yourself.
I just
want to
look cool. I just want to look cool smacking myself.
I mean, you don't smack yourself in the chest, but you can hit a little button in your ear and say, "Call so and so."
That's exactly right, Larry.
You know,
that's exactly right. The communicators are good because
you can tell your watch to send a, you know, a sterilization ray to the phone in your pants and have it call whoever.
I remember that episode with the sterilization ray. That was awesome. Q and his damn sterilization ray. But what other shows have predicted things? Like Kit, and we almost have self-driving cars. We're close.
We have them.
We don't let us have them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really cool technology segue with the model whatever, and the car was driving its damn self, that Tesla.
Right.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. A lot more than what Google's doing with, like, a damn server in the backseat. You got a computer server in the backseat.
Well, what's funny with the Google cars is most of the time they end up crashing anyway.
Well, I've heard they had three wrecks.
Yeah.
And most of them were people with them.
Well, here's the thing, though. Almost all of them are because the car is too safe.
Explain that. Okay.
Well.
Word,
okay.
Larry. Explain that phrase.
Well, the car sees a yellow light,
and I am
and, it slows down and makes its best descent. It follows the letter of the law.
If
the people behind them
are like, "Come on, dude, run this thing." Yeah, the Google car, it's driving the speed limit.
Yeah.
We're going like 5, 10,
you know,
20.
We're cursing
over
it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, see, it doesn't drive aggressive enough.
And that'll be better.
And that is what's caused most of the wrecks.
Yeah, and that'll be better once the public infrastructure catches up to these self-driving cars. Because
well,
right
once everybody's in a self-driving car.
Well, no,
everybody's
well true, but right now the stoplights aren't talking to the car. And it'd be very easy for them to do it. They know when they're going to change. Put a signal on there, and it tells the car, "Hey, I'm about to go red," and they'll slow down even before they get there. Eventually, we won't even need signals.
To a stoplight the other day, and that effort was red and flashing green.
What? What did you do? Just timed it right?
It was solid red and flashing green on one way.
Oh my goodness.
And then solid green and flashing red on the other way.
Oh my.
And switching back and forth. Like there was the green switch to a flashing green switch to a flashing yellow.
Dude, that's like the Italian job. Someone was doing an elaborate heist.
And now, thankfully, if light is messed up like that,
it's a stop sign.
You're supposed to treat it like a four-way stop.
Exactly.
But this was on two busy roads, thankfully.
Then you treat it as two cars, one stop. That's how I treat it. Oh, the car in front of me went? I'm just going to ride his ass all the way through the intersection.
They'll hit him first.
Yeah,
it'll be okay.
Yeah, and it won't be my fault. It'll be the public's fault because their lights are broken.
Yeah. And that is my real worry with self-driving cars, is some crazy glitch. Hey, boss, I don't know where my car's going, but I'm halfway to Burbank.
And it won't, I mean, okay, it will still have an off button, Larry, where you won't, oh my God, where's my car taking me?
For how long?
There will be a time, yes, but it will be a time after they've narrowed down the bugs, and now there won't be any bugs.
And iRobot, the
course,
guy gets a fine for having his car in self-drive mode?
Yeah. In self-drive mode, yeah. But that's when they had worked out all of the bugs. And there was a law where you're not allowed to drive.
They worked out all the bugs in the show about robots
killing people.
That was like Skynet taking over. That was like Skynet taking over in that movie.
Man, they worked out all those bugs.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Definitely didn't see any glitches there, you know.
When the system is not evil and taking over the world.
It was
fine. It was evil.
It was as
evil
as Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian
was
pretty damn evil. He wanted to destroy the Earth.
He's not. He's just trying to further Martian science.
That's right. The Nazis weren't evil to the Nazis. Of course they were.
No, there's a difference between wiping out
Marvin the Martian wanted to wipe out Earth. Yes, I'm comparing Marvin the Martian to Hitler. That's exactly what I'm doing.
But the comparison is wrong. Because to Marvin the Martian, humans were inferior species. It'd be like us wanting to wipe out
squirrels
and fire ants.
But we don't want to wipe out squirrels. If we were such
but
an
squirrels aren't a nuisance.
I don't know.
They are
a
nuisance.
I can wipe out a few squirrels around where I live.
Yeah, they run on my roof. It's like Bristol Speedway on my roof every morning.
Squirrel races on your roof.
But in iRobot, dude. I'm going back to iRobot.
iRobot, the robot was the computer was just trying to protect humans.
Yeah.
The way to save the
but
most,
not,
li-
but
most
no,
human
but not
lives.
Protect humanity. There's a huge difference. Protecting humans in the way that that robot was going to do it is evil. Because you take away what makes that person a human.
The computer did not have morality.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So thus it can't be evil.
But it's actions, doing what it was programmed but its to actions do. Can be perceived as evil.
That could be a perception.
Everybody's actions can be perceived as
well,
evil.
Well, I am perceiving,
doesn't make it a thing.
But I am perceiving it as evil.
Now, if I perceive you as evil, are your actions evil?
Yes.
I mean,
on some level, sure.
And
if it's perceived that way, sure.
What
how
if,
else is anything
what if
just?
In my culture?
We're getting really deep here.
Really deep.
But how is
a decade old Will Smith?
How is any and Moynihan? What yeah, he didn't do a song for that.
Next
that was when he was doing. He did. He was doing songs for all of his movies. He didn't do one for iRobot. I wanted to hear an iRobot rap and have him dancing with that damn robot at some point in the video. You know that weird robot? We're getting really meta.
Do the robot doing the robot?
Yeah, exactly. That would have been so great, man.
Internets, make this happen.
You know, Shia LaBeouf was in that movie too.
Was he?
Remember, he was like that little punk kid.
Who
I try not to.
Oh, that was so
I had that on Blu-ray.
She just shot at me with her eyes closed.
I think I had that on Blu-ray. Actually, iRobot. I love that movie. It's great. The source material is so much better too. The only thing thing they pull from it are those rules that they apply there. Yeah.
So
do intros at least so I don't have this thing bugging me in the back of my head that no one knows who we are.
Trust me. All your hate mail may be sent to Gomer, what's your home address?
I think it's geeks at outrightgeekery.com. That is actually an email address we have now. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today is
I am the irredeemable Gomer.
And I'm Adam.
Adam?
Just Adam.
I like Adam Normal. I really love that.
Would you like Adam Normal?
I really love that.
Like Adam Normal, Strange, you know?
Adam Normal. You
do seem very Adam Normal.
All right, if there was like a fundraiser. okay. No, hold on. For the typical slice of life American person, you would go on the poster. And be on the commercial. Here's Adam, a normal, typical American person.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dude.
Like, only $3 a day. You can keep them in comments.
Yeah. You can feed.
Yeah.
Actually, even $3 a day would not
feed you.
Would not
or
feed,
Americans.
Not my comic addiction. That's what
No. But it wouldn't feed me either.
Yeah,
if I was eating PBJ and Captain Crunch all the time, maybe.
PBJ, Captain Crunch.
Which I did for a while, you know.
Put some Chef Boyardee.
As long as you didn't ask.
Chef Boyardee, dude, you must have been rich.
Why? As long as you weren't asking for meat. As long as you weren't. You can eat off $3 a day as long as you didn't want meat.
You can get meat flavor. You know, and all kinds of different meat flavor.
Shrimp,
beef. Well, that's it. Chicken. Shrimp, beef, and chicken.
As pork, you're all
right. Oh, that's right. Pork. You know, I don't know if they had pork when I was coming up.
Beef and pork were the two.
Oh,
main,
were they? Maybe it was shrimp they didn't have. Shrimp was added. And me and my homie
and
had
now,
the
now they have,
like, oh, damn, they got shrimp, dude.
They've got creamy chicken.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even want that in my ramen, the word creamy. It's like the word moist. I just don't want
moist.
I just don't want
moist.
It.
Moist.
Don't. Stop.
Moist.
Okay, let's talk about this word for a moment. Hold on, because this is actually comic book related.
Didn't you cook your ramen in a moist paper towel in the microwave?
Okay. Oh, really? Is that how you did it?
No.
That's crazy. I used to just eat them raw, like granola bars.
I have seen that.
Me too. Okay, the new Supergirl show is coming out.
Is moist?
Oh, yes. No, hold on. And the actress name is Melissa. Is that her first name?
Melissa Benoist.
I thought it was
Benoist.
I thought it was Benoist. Because of my hatred of the word moist, my mind wouldn't even go there, dude, to Benoist. Because I don't want to. Now it ruins the whole show for me. Because it's moist.
If the plot didn't do it, I don't know what to tell you.
Is there a plot to that show now?
Yes, it's Bridget Jones's Diary.
No. That's. No. What's that little anteater girl from Jerry Maguire?
That ain't that. You know what I'm talking about. Is that Bridget Jones's Diary, though? Is that the place in there? And that dude, who had all those hookers, that British dude with the hookers that one time. He's in there. Drew, his name is. His name Drew? What's his name? Hugh. His name's Hugh Grant. That's that movie, though, right?
I love that all you remember about the two characters. That one family the family guy made the joke about being the anteater.
No.
The one that got busted with the hookers.
No, right? This picnic is getting the way of our ants. That's the line from the Family Guy thing. I don't know how I remember that, but can't remember. I've seen that movie, though.
Renee Zellweger.
That is not a good idea for a comic book movie, but it's an okay move for CBS with a Superman-related character because they have old people watching.
CW.
No.
Supergirl's not CW.
It's on CBS.
I thought it was CBS.
It's on CBS. And it's going up against Gotham, which seems like the complete antithesis of the show you're talking
about. Well, Supergirl is obviously going for more of a female demographic, whereas Gotham
is very... The people that like Gotham will not like...
There's a lot of strong female characters on Gotham.
But the people who like that type of show aren't going to like the Supergirl show.
I would argue that Gotham has the best cast of female characters right now.
No.
They're strong. And
that is not the argument. I'm saying those are two totally different genres.
I agree, yeah.
And will attack.
Well, that was my original argument.
I'll
watch it. It'll show up on an internet thing somewhere, you know, Hulu or something.
I'm sure it'll show up.
I don't watch any live TV.
Not if it's on CBS.
I think they have an app you can get.
CBS has their own thing.
Yeah, they have an app you can get.
It's like
free.
$6 a month.
No, I think it's free.
Well, they have a free, but they have $6 a month. You have access to like all the CBS shows.
Oh, boy. Back in the day.
Yeah, like all the Star Treks.
Well,
those are
all available on Netflix.
Well, maybe some of us don't have Netflix.
Speaking of pay internet,
I don't know.
YouTube is going with a subscriber model, $10 a month, no ads, which is cool. The YouTube ads never seem to get in my way, even for watching music videos and stuff.
They never bother me to the point of even downloading the free program that just blocks all the ads.
There's also a thing like Crackle. You've heard of Crackle streaming?
I have heard of Crackle.
And it'll play commercials the same way Hulu does, like in the middle of the show. Now, I haven't seen YouTube, like if I'm watching like an hour-long movie or something, I haven't seen it toss an ad up in the middle of me watching that.
I have seen that. Especially...
Okay.
And it's always, like, especially like movies and stuff, it seems to be right about where the commercial break would be anyway.
My question was going to be, are they going to add that now since they're going to have a pay thing? But obviously that's my issue.
Yeah.
I also saw an ad about ChapStick being addictive. A story. So there's one more addiction I have, ChapStick. Everything's addictive. Food. Alcohol. Really? Alcohol is addictive? When did this happen? Alcohol? Alcohol's everywhere.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Which, and speaking of alcohol and addiction,
I'm glad I brought this up, I guess.
I was in a restaurant that had a bar, and in the bar...
Name the restaurant. Go ahead. Give them a shout-out. A little plug.
In the bar, they had the bar portion. They had all these different beer signs. And one of the beers...
Like for ads. Like neon beer signs.
Well, no. They were just... old-fashioned metal signs. They were going for a TGI Fridays thing, even though it wasn't TGI Fridays.
Oh, so you're going to give a shout-out to the other restaurant that has a bar, but not... Okay, go ahead.
Well, who knows if this is a positive or a negative?
Yeah, it might be a terrible thing that happened. They were serving
but someone had put up a sign in there for Temperance Beers. Temperance Beers was the first non-alcoholic
beer. Yeah.
From the temperance movement.
Yeah.
And they had this sign and advertising anti-alcohol in the middle of their bar.
Okay.
I just thought that was crazy.
I think it's kind of ironic and funny that way. Let's talk
about
something else.
Well, I thought it was funny because nobody there knew what the temperance movement was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Something else that was ironic and funny.
The Star Wars Episode 7 trailer came out, and immediately on social networking, well, it happened kind of before, there was this hashtag boycott Episode 7.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Now, it was sort of saying that this was a thing because, oh, there's a black lead character.
It's anti-white.
It's anti-white. This was totally a bunch of trolls.
Oh, yeah.
The story, they found it. I read the story where they tracked down where the first one came from, and it comes from an account that they were able to track other things, and yeah, it was
some
a
guy just
it was
a troll.
It was a joke. It was a joke, but it's kind of grown into its own thing. And there were some people on the internet, and he may even listen to the show. I'm not sure if he does anymore, but he was like kind of really upset about it. Not really upset. He wasn't like spazzing out, but he was getting Facebook upset about it. You know, it's hard to get emotional on Facebook and know what they're actually talking about.
I'm not going anywhere.
But he just hated it that people were doing this. That people were creating this knee-jerk reaction. Just for the sake of creating a knee-jerk reaction. And I thought it was such ironic poetry because we live in a society that loves knee-jerk reactions. They love to not know the facts and state their opinion without knowing anything. And I think this is a great example of us being able, and the society being able to trick society into acting like society. Or acting in a way that the society hates. You know what I mean?
Society say hates we hate that, but
people. Yeah, exactly.
We're hypocrites.
Exactly, and that's my point. We are hypocrites, and I think we do this everywhere. We hate Marvel events, but we read every damn Marvel event.
Yeah, but
Secret Wars is so good.
It is. Well, I read every.
Well,
event that
you know,
came
and it's Disney. They're a big enough company. Somebody somewhere is going to be protesting everything.
Oh, of course. If it's not the Westboro Baptist Church, you know, because of the Force, it's going to be, you know, Star Trek because there's no, you know, James C. Kirk.
Our PETA because the cruelty to mice. I mean,
who's cruel to mice? Were there mice in the original Star Wars trilogy?
No, but Disney makes that one mouse stand.
Oh yeah,
slogan.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure that mouse, if he was real, is doing quite well. I don't think he's real. I think he was animated.
I don't know. I've seen one person before.
I saw him. He hugged me. He hugged me. Damn it.
I have his autograph. I have his autograph twice, and they don't look the same at all.
You should put those on eBay. I got Mickey Mouse's autograph.
Before and after.
So we have been running around the car. Let's get in the car and drive. Episode 7 trailer. Larry, what'd you think?
I was so excited for it, I didn't even watch it.
You still haven't seen it? I talked to a guy at work today. He said, I haven't seen it. Is it out? And I about punched him in his face.
Right.
He's like, what are you talking about, dude?
Oh, hell.
I watched it at least 30 times.
I've watched it twice.
I can count the number of fucks I give about the new Star Wars movie on
really?
No hand.
Let's delve into that a little bit more, Larry.
I am a little bit curious why.
You're not excited about? I mean,
no.
Hold on. You
hey,
are,
is
me,
it is it
let me,
not finally coming out this year?
Let
or
is
me,
it
gonna be na- okay.
Let me go ahead. And,
let me go
I'm
ahead.
I'm sick
set,
of people talking about.
Let me go ahead and set a foundation.
Well, you're going to be sick for a long time because after this, you're going to talk about.
The next one, Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron.
There will always be Star Wars talk from this point forward.
I understand that.
Okay.
Well, you might as well be talking about My Little Ponies or mice for all I care. You're just. You might as well be bending down on your knees and mouse cock.
Like you did the guy in the attic.
Let me set the foundation, Larry. You are a big movie buff. Star Wars is easily one of the most beloved movie franchises of all time. The original trilogy, 4, 5,
one
and 6, hold on, were severely loved. I mean, loved to the point where it was overkill. Star Wars was everywhere. It was a phenomenon worldwide. Episode 1, 2, and 3 came out. It was the same way with a different sort of slant. People hated on it. J.J. Abrams is the up-and-coming director. You know, he's the new Steven Spielberg. No, he's the new Steven Spielberg. That's what
I will not
are
say that.
Well, it's hard to say because Steven Spielberg has done
J.J.
so
Abrams
much.
Movie has been... The quality of
Super
Steven
Super 8 was close, man.
Super
it
8
was awesome.
Super 8 was
it felt
was,
like a Spielberg.
It felt like a Spielberg,
definitely,
because it was an homage to a Spielberg movie.
Episode 7 is
Spielberg's
the world
low
half.
Budget movie was Jaws.
And that was a big budget.
Well,
a high budget.
They cut his budget.
I know because they gave it
and
to somebody.
And you know what happened?
He said screw you.
They
make
made
it awesome.
The he made the movie better
because he had to work with so much less.
a lot of people think that's why the first trilogy worked better, because they had to shoestring everything along. They were working with, especially on Episode 4, on New Hope, you know, the first Star Wars. They were working with a lot of weird stuff to make the shit that he envisioned happen, you know? I mean, that's where ILM was created, you know, them having to come up with things to work on this. But Episode 7 is going to crack the world in half. We're talking $600 million on the first weekend.
Okay.
That's huge, dude. That's huge. They're talking that domestic. Domestic. At least that's the story I read. Tell me why you don't think this is going to be a successful Star Wars movie.
I didn't say
he didn't say that. He just said he's not excited about it.
Well, my idea of a successful movie is you enjoying the movie. If I didn't enjoy the movie, like Pacific Rim, I thought it was
arguing
a success. You didn't think it was a success.
That it's not going to make bukus of money.
No, he's just saying that he's not excited about it.
It could be
he's
the
not
trailer.
On the hype train.
You don't think it's going to be good?
I didn't say that.
He's saying he doesn't care.
I'm not excited about it. I'm not going to be there at midnight.
No,
watching.
I will not be there first
I'm
weekend.
I'm probably...
No.
Yeah.
I'll be there Monday or Tuesday after, probably.
You know what?
And it'll still be packed.
Because it's Christmas week. It'll be huge all week.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have better stuff to do in Christmas.
Well, it's the week of Christmas.
Now, in fact, I probably won't even see it till it comes out on DVD.
Not even going up to Blu-ray.
So, yeah.
Might as well watch it on VHS.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to wait for the VHS bootleg copy. Yeah.
Betamax.
Laser discs. So, okay. So you're not excited about the Star Wars movie?
No.
Not even a little bit. The hype train aside, you don't enjoy the Star Wars franchise enough to be at least a little bit excited about a new film? Man, that's disappointing in a way, Larry.
I'm sorry.
It's disappointing. I am so stoked.
Okay,
I cannot freaking wait.
Here's
movie.
Here's what the first Star Wars trilogy, the original trilogy, I'd say 4, 5, and 6, mm-hmm. had going for it.
Go ahead.
Quality special effects that
agreed.
Were practical.
Agreed.
Now
you don't like the you don't like the new CGI. You prefer
not saying anything. That was what made it so amazing.
Well,
it was the practical special effects that were done at the time were revolutionary.
Well, you can't deny that there were revolutionary characters in this film,
but they weren't George Lucas's characters.
What do you mean by that?
The characters are based off of characters in other movies.
Like of the old samurai movies and things.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, but he's the one who did take all these characters and put them together in a...
He's not even the first one who remade these movies.
Okay.
John Wayne remade every one of the Star Wars movies before Star Wars made it.
So you're saying that these old samurai and Western movies are better than Star Wars?
No. I'm just saying...
Well, give the guy credit, though. You can't deny that Star Wars is a phenomenon. You have to give the guy some sort of credit. Right? You have to give Lucas some credit.
So
it sounds like you're trying to take away from him. You're trying to say
it sounds like sounds like you won't let me finish a fucking sentence. That's what it sounds like.
That's what I love. I love that. I do that on purpose every podcast.
So it sounds to me like Larry's being a little bit of a movie hipster here, where
perhaps
Star Wars didn't do it first, so
no.
Obviously.
I wasn't that when I saw Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'd already seen all those special effects. They didn't blow me away.
I see what you're saying.
Like the people it did in the 70s and 60s.
Well,
old enough that I was not amazed.
I understand.
By these things.
Okay.
It's like if you saw Matrix for the first time today.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up.
You would not. Exactly.
It doesn't hold up.
The original Star Wars aren't nearly as impressive, so I was never hooked.
Uh huh.
But I don't think the original Star Wars
is pretty
impressive.
Movie guy, though, you can put yourself into a position where you can relate to
viewers. Now, I respect the special effects. They were really good.
Uh-huh.
I'm not impressed by the story.
But Lucas did have an ability to take
He had an amazing foresight to invent merchandising rights.
That's a good,
And God bless him for that, I
agreed,
guess.
Agreed.
And that is the reason why the new trilogy sucked. because
it was all about,
Pepsi
the merchandise
cans and
Jar Jar Binks.
And, well, that's balls. All that George Lucas really cared about
that
at that
is.
Point.
Well, I will not go that far. I think there was still sort of a love of Star Wars there, but I think he sort of suffers from the same thing Chris Claremont suffers from. He is just out. It's 20 years later. You don't have your fingers on the pulse of society anymore, you know, of the movie going public.
Well, right. And not to mention, he had made so much money off toys and whatnot.
You're saying he was lazy?
No, I'm saying there's no way he could be connected to the average man.
Oh, agreed.
As
totally
is
agreed.
A guy fresh out of college.
Totally,
you know?
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But with
and
that
personally,
said, it's still going to be a badass movie. It's going to be awesome.
It looks like it.
It looks like it's just going to be awesome.
You know?
Oh, my.
And here's what I'm sure it'll be on par with all the Marvel movies. It'll be a great popcorn movie.
Well, that's what the Star Wars movies have typically been. There's some heart and soul
in there. And here's
the
thing.
Places. And I'm hoping Abrams is able to capture that. The heart
and
soul.
Well, I mean, his other two Star Wars movies were pretty popcorn-y.
Yeah. Agreed.
You're not going to see...
We call them Star Trek and Star Trek After Dark.
No, I call them Star Wars and Star Wars.
Oh, that's right, In the Darkness.
Yeah.
After Dark. That's the name of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show does have a name, by the way.
Yeah, After Dark. Smooth stylings. Quiet storm.
And he's stroking his water bottle while he says that. Yes.
Go ahead, Larry.
But what I'm saying is,
it's not a very quiet story.
You know, it's not going to be a block. I'm not expecting Citizen Kane.
No.
That is the hype people are giving it. I'm not expecting...
I think the hype is in context.
Well, here's the thing.
To people's adoration,
it is going to be the best-selling movie that weekend.
Of
why? Because nobody.
I think it will be the best-selling movie ever.
Yeah.
I bet it's on more movie screens than ever.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet it. You know.
Exactly.
They're selling the tickets right now for
it's
that.
It's crashing Fandango in places.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Okay. That's fine.
I heard a ticket's going for $10,000 on Craigslist. What? Come on, dude. Just wait a day, buddy. Just wait a week. $10,000? Who's buying that ticket? Donald Trump's buying that.
It's the best movie I've ever seen.
I think Donald Trump could afford a personal screening of it. You know, make them send one up to
Trump. Dude, that would be the coolest part of being like the president. You know? You send me Star Wars, JJ. Yes, sir. Next time I want to make a military movie, you know, I know.
Is it really
down.
JJ? Or
actually,
is he going to have to go talk to the mouse?
He's going to have to talk to the mouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure Walt Disney's frozen,
the mouse
head calls Obama every week, you know.
The mouse smiles and waves, but the mouse is kind of an asshole. I don't think he's going to give him the movie.
You know, I am done talking shit on Disney. They do no wrong. They do no wrong. Every Pixar movie. Awesome. Every Marvel movie, terrific. Star Wars
Pixar wasn't originally Disney, though.
No, it wasn't.
But it is now.
And they still haven't screwed it up. That's Disney's bread and butter now. Wait for somebody to do really awesome, buy them, and let them continue to be awesome. And that's what they do. Please continue to be awesome. While you're doing that, we're going to hire these people to do other awesome things based on your shit. And not give you any money.
But you know what it is, isn't it? It isn't original. It isn't groundbreaking.
No, Disney
Nobody's
doesn't do anything like that anymore.
Walt's dead,
Larry. Walt is gone.
We're not asking Disney to be original
or
groundbreaking.
First off,
no.
We are talking about
no,
the
we're not.
Seventh movie in a franchise. It's not going to be original.
Okay. But so it's not going to be original. It's not going to be groundbreaking. It's not going to be mind blowing.
I think it'll be groundbreaking.
It might be mind blowing.
But you just said it can't be those things.
No, I said it can't be original.
It might be mind blowing. All
right. So there's no way, by your own definition, it'll be anywhere as good as number four. So what you've told me that people are paying thousands.
What
I'm hearing from y'all that is it's a bunch of disappointment, and you're there. Is
no,
going to be a disappointment.
First off,
go ahead, Adam, and then I will chime in.
First off, four is not
Larry
even the best
down.
One. Five is the best one.
Five is easily the best one. Empire
you know
is
what?
Easily the best
one. I was about to say, they're so lackluster to me, I can't even keep them straight.
Okay.
I know the original trilogy, to me, they are nothing.
What you are doing is...
Five is the one with snow.
You are applying.
Okay, that's the one where he digs into the weird fuzzy thing.
What you are saying is that you are applying rules to my enjoyment. You're saying that in order for you to enjoy something, it has to be groundbreaking, and it has to be the other word you used.
That you said the number one, number four was all this other stuff.
It was.
And there's no way seven can be all this stuff.
But no, I said that in the
context. And that's what I'm saying people are expecting.
I said that.
And by that logic, people will be disappointed.
Larry? Hold on.
Let us finish.
I said that about number four.
But, you know, how come it's let you finish?
You always get to interrupt me.
Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
I said that about episode four in the context of you saying that you weren't a fan of the movie just for that being, you know what I mean? Just for it being groundbreaking like that. So you were not a fan of it being groundbreaking. I said that it was groundbreaking, but I didn't love it as a 10-year-old boy because it was groundbreaking. I loved it because, look, laser swords. Look, flying in space.
I respect it for twice in history. But I'm just not excited about it. I don't know how many more ways
that's
I can...
Okay.
That's
okay. We're not asking you to be excited about
That is completely fair.
I think it'll be successful. Of course it'll be successful.
I think the movie does...
I think it could be a mouse taking a crap for 2 hours.
No, they have
and it's
to try.
Still going to make $600 million the first weekend.
They have to try. They still have to try. And it can still be bad. Episode one was bad. This could still be bad. There's still a chance.
But here's the thing. This thing is going to make $600 billion before it even opens. In pre-sales alone.
It's going to make a lot of money in pre-sales. That's right.
All right. It doesn't matter what the movie is.
Why are you mad at a movie for
marketing? I'm not mad at it.
Okay. Well, that's the thing.
I'm just saying.
You're mad at people for being suckers.
You can't judge it for being this amazing movie. Like, people are hoping it is.
I'm hoping it is.
You know.
But
I'm just not getting hyped up over it. If it's great, great.
Yeah.
If I enjoy it, good. I bet I will enjoy it.
I'm not. But he's changing his story. Now he's changing his story. I bet I will like
I've enjoyed all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them.
And you still talk mad shit on those, so.
I don't think any of them are Citizen Kane or Oscar worthy. I don't think this will be. I do think it will win some special effects Oscars.
I doubt it.
Maybe. Maybe
we'll
not.
We got to see what they do in there. Movies like Planet of the Apes win those now for the motion capture shit. This isn't going to have a lot of that. A little bit. What's her name? The Nyogi. I can never pronounce her name, and I feel terrible about it.
What happened?
The actor. She won an Oscar for something. I think she was in 12 Years a Slave, maybe. Well, she's playing some character, and she's going to be like a CG character. So that might be something. But I am not expecting a Citizen Kane. I'm expecting a Star Wars movie. Which is what I didn't get out of the last three movies.
It's a fun popcorn movie.
And I think that's okay.
And you know what? I just don't see why people are getting that hyped up fun popcorn.
Let me tell you why.
People like to have fun, Larry. I know it's a revolutionary concept to you. But people like to have fun.
And there's also another factor to this, another facet that Larry hypes on all the time. It is a marketing ploy. People have been playing with Star Wars toys since forever. Even when there weren't any movies, there were new video games. And there were new toys. You know what I mean? And there are new board games.
I understand. I'm just not one of those people.
It's more than that. It's eclipsed pop culture because it's been able to get into so many aspects of popular culture. There are comic books. There are cartoons. There are video games. There are everything based on this universe. And there have been for 30 years now.
And you can say the same thing
about
football.
About Marvel, too.
But I don't get excited about football either.
Well, that's different. There aren't the same. Luke Skywalker. They're not playing with laser swords in the NFL.
If they did, maybe I
would watch that. I would so watch that. Let's talk about new comics coming
out. And he's headed for the 20, the 15. Oh, and he got zapped.
Greedo did shoot first. First down. But, yeah. I'm psyched about Star Wars. We'll see. I'm psyched about everything that Disney is doing. Guardians of the Galaxy, the cartoon, is awesome. It's so good. They do have a soundtrack like the movie. Like old music. It's so fun. Great show. Catch it on Netflix. It'll be on Netflix in like 3 weeks.
Great show.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Great show.
No, great show.
Great show. Let's talk about comics coming out this week. Secret Wars.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
Secret Wars is still going on, and second issues for books that are take place after it are already out.
I don't want to gripe on that again. I think we raked Marvel over the coals last week. Like, Spider-Man number 2 is out.
Iron Man 2
is out.
Fuck you, Bendis. I bought another Bendis book.
I didn't buy that book this week. I like the art. I didn't care for it.
I was curious about the cliffhanger.
Oh, well, I'm just going to read about that.
Yeah.
The Dune cliffhanger. Marvel 1872. Again, that's been a fun book, a Western, and that's actually carrying over into the all-new, all-different Marvel now. They're getting
Nathan Edmondson's writing a Red Wolf book,
and that should be really
fun. The covers look really good.
The covers are done by a gentleman named Jeffrey Verreggi. I don't know how to pronounce his name. V-E-R. He's a great Native American artist. He did a bunch of Transformers comics and did the Decepticons and Autobots in that sort of style. Very awesome.
Very cool.
What else is dropping today?
Weird World number 5.
Oh yeah, Weird World. That's just fun. Jason Aaron.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Secret Wars books.
Really fun art on that.
Yeah.
And that's actually getting an ongoing too.
It is, but Jason Aaron's not going to be writing.
And it's going to be a totally different story. There's a female lead.
But it's still going to have the same artist though.
Yeah.
So
that'll be good. That'll be fun. What else comes out today, man?
Uncanny Inhumans.
Oh, yeah, that's a number one. That's a Charles Soule. Yeah. Steve McNiven on that book.
Steve McNiven. So at least it'll look good.
It'll look great. Charles Soule is a great writer. I'm not sure about that team lineup. I'm not a fan of the Inhumans anyway. And, hey, let's throw Beast and Human Torch on here because we know Gomer doesn't like the Inhumans. Screw you, Charles Soule. Do a She-Hulk book and shut up. Because no matter what, he's going to take that. Go ahead, what? I don't like the Inhumans. I'm an X-Men fan.
You don't get a She-Hulk book, but you get a Hellcat book.
I don't know about Patsy Walker Hellcat. It looks like it's going to be like her being pop famous.
Yeah, I'm not. It looks weird. I'm not hopping on that.
It looks weird. A lot of indie number ones before we move over to DC. The Steam Man is coming out from Dark Horse. It looks awesome. I actually read it. It's not terrible at all, but the art is worth the price of admission alone. The Rook number one is also a drop on Dark Horse. That is a great action book. We can go back to Marvel because we always forget to talk about Star Wars because I always imagine it as its own indie, its own imprint.
Shattered Empire number
Greg
4.
Greg Rucka and Marco Cicchetto.
They really pumped that book out.
That book was out in like 6 weeks, all 4 issues. Amazing book, really fun. I wish it was an ongoing.
Who does the art in that? Because whoever does
Marco
the art.
Marco Cicchetto is his
whoever
name.
Whoever does the art in that.
It dropped off of issue 1. Issue 1's art is Eisner-worthy, in my opinion. Two dropped, and it's been getting, a little less. But the story's great. Greg Rucka is rocking it. But it ends at issue 4. I'm not sure why they would do that.
Every other one's ended at 5. Every other.
I don't know why it's a limited. It should be an ongoing. They're starting another ongoing in January. It's a Charles Soule book. Obi-Wan and Anakin. I would be fine
during the dark times of Star Wars that we don't talk about.
There'll be a Jar Jar moment. I can't wait. Because they know they're going to make fun of him. They're just going to. Because they know he's a laughing stock.
Which Star Wars book was it that had the Gungan in it?
Oh, there was a Gungan somewhere.
I want to say it was actual Star Wars.
It might have been actual Star Wars,
yeah.
But that whole line is going great. Next month starts the Vader Down event, which will have...
Speaking of Marvel events that we bitch about, but I'm excited for it.
Me too. It'll have a bookend issue, and it's crossing over into Star Wars and Darth Vader. If it's popular enough, they'll probably throw another book or two in there, because Marvel loves doing that. Okay, back to indie stuff. That's really it, man. Is there any... Image ones dropping today? I don't think so.
No, Tokyo Ghost 2 comes out.
Oh, yeah, Tokyo Ghost 2.
Beauty number 3.
Oh, yeah, Beauty number 3. Both really gorgeous looking books as far as the art goes.
Tokyo Ghost is a little weird. I wouldn't call that beautiful. Great art. It's great art, but I wouldn't call it beautiful.
I think it's gorgeous.
It is.
The lines on the motorcycles, and then he does the. I think it's great. He does a really good job.
It's. And let's not
at all.
And for the record, because I know there are a lot of Star Wars fans don't think that I'm saying Star Wars is bad.
Send your hate Larry's mail totally to geeks at outrightgeekery.com.
Anything you love, Larry hates. Did you know Larry also hates Blade Runner?
I do. I'm sorry, people.
Speaking of sci-fi movies that Harrison Ford stars in, that Larry hates.
If we ever do the Geek Jeopardy again.
Dude, that would so be a good category.
Oh, movies that Larry hates.
Is that Ant-Man number one?
That is Ant-Man number one.
That's a Nick Spencer?
Yeah. Nick Spencer. It's the same, the exact same creative team as before.
Hate it when they do that, but that lineup looks fun. It's also Nick Spencer's Superior Foes of Spider-Man ended
basically,
up in there.
Yeah.
If you haven't read that book, you screwed up. Jules was reading that, and I was making fun of him for reading it. And then I read, like, the first arc of it. It's so good. It's such a good book.
No, because I had to pass
your. So Jules was right.
No, don't tell him.
Once.
It says go to Arkham, you just go.
Oh, yeah, DC books.
The only thing that comes to my mind would be the Titans Hunt number one.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz on the internet about that because the original Titans team appears to be getting back together.
Yes.
I know our illustrious leader Mark would probably be very excited about that. He is a fan of
He is very excited about Titans. That.
Good. Good.
Promise.
Signifies the same as the Superman, the Lois and Clark.
Okay. Yeah.
It signifies a stab.
So
attempt.
I pass. I go back out there
to win back their own game.
Well, there definitely is a move DC is trying to win back.
They lost a lot. All
right, next.
And they lost a lot of people they gained with New 52 by you know not doing it well. Yeah. So hopefully they'll get their shit together. Batman's still selling like hotcakes over there though. Batman and Robin.
Even though you, even though you have a nice stack in your box,
I do have a lot of Batman in my box. I stopped reading after I heard about Robo Bunny, and I just have not been able. I have not been introduced to Robo Bunny.
But he's blue and he hops around.
I really haven't been introduced to Robo Bunny. I'm turned off.
But he lives in a blimp.
I want to wait for it to all be over and then read through it and then review it. You know, avoiding the.
It's actually not been bad.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I think
it's a slow burn. It's a very slow burn.
I think
burn,
that book is suffering from the same thing Amazing Spider-Man is suffering from. Same writer for
same
too
writer
damn
for too long.
The Scotts. They're both named Scott. No, one of them's Slot.
Dan Slot.
Slot and
Scott.
Slot and Scott need to just give it up. Maybe they should trade.
Oh, sorry.
I'd read a Snyder Spider-Man.
That'd be a very dark Spider-Man.
Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want. Anything else from DC, man?
No.
Back to the Future. Well, we can go Back to the Future with Back to the Future number one. That's an IDW book that comes out today. I think it's an ongoing. It's a great read. Really fun. The original writer for the Back to the Future is on it. I think his name is Gale. Last name is Gale. Really fun book. I think that's it. The I Hate Fairyland variant cover that's up there has a swear word on it.
Yeah, you might want to go look at that.
This is the FU cover.
We were shorted the FU cover last week.
Yeah.
So we put it there this week. I've had several people say, I wish I'd known I could have got that this week.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. It's a fun cover, man. That's a great book. I can't rave about that book.
Minus two.
I loved it.
Minus three, sorry. So I just ignored that.
What else are we going to talk about, guys? I'm spent. Oh, you know, Cognetic came out today. I didn't even see that up there. That is a Boom Studios book written by James Tinian the Fourth.
Why are you talking about a Boom Studios book? Don't they hate you?
I don't know if they hate me, but they definitely don't love me.
Wild's End Trade.
The trade for Wild's End?
Yeah, the first Wild's End story arc that came out today.
Okay.
Now, First Light, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oddly Normal's second book came out today. We have an interview with the creator and of that, Otis Frampton, up on Outright Geekery.
A.K.A. David was telling me he had an interview with the Wayward people, and they just
Jim
came out with the
Jim Zubovich, Steve Cummings,
the deluxe hardcover.
That's what he originally went by. He's so cool. He does all these little things on his blog where he like gives inside stuff about the industry as far as the independent sales stuff goes. It's really insider stuff. But if you've ever been interested in that, you should check it out. I think it's jimzub.com. definitely check that out. It's so fun. His and he has like a humor about it too, you know, where he talks smack on his own stuff, but it's really fun reading. Really fun.
But say they've just come out with the deluxe hardcover of the first year
of
Wayward.
Oh, of Wayward. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, and that's a fun book. It's sort of like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Japanese ancient religious culture. It's really fun. You should check that out. There's some books behind you too. Multiversity hardcovers up here. I wasn't a big fan of that. Oh, that He-Man and the Masters of the Universe collection came out today. It's a little bigger than Ashcan size as far as the height and weight. Or height and width, but man, it's like 600 pages of Masters of the Universe, old school stuff. It is so cool.
It's a lot of Masters of the Universe.
It is so cool, man. You should definitely check that out. If you've ever been a fan of He-Man or the old school comics, it's a great book. Yeah, the whole Fraction Aha Hawkeye finally is collected. It was probably all ready to go except for that last issue for the past 3 months. But they finally got it out. Yeah.
You know, it'd be funny if that's the whole thing, but the last issue.
That was such
was
a great run,
issue?
Though.
I don't even know.
I don't remember. It went out of order.
1 through 22 plus annual number 1.
No, that's all of them.
Yeah,
Young that's Avengers all of them. Number 6.
That's the Hawkeye, or Kate Hawkeye issue right there where they introduce her. That was a really good book, though. And it was tough to write that book and draw that book. There was a book where it was nothing but sign language. It had to have been hard to do that.
The old Star Wars comics, they're reissuing those.
Marvel is reissuing their old things. There's only three of them. I think there's only three total trades to that.
Right now.
Yeah. You can still get the Dark Horse stuff. Super discounted on Comicology, whatever the heck it's called, if you wanted those digital.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if they're... I thought Dark Horse was going to be able to keep the rights to the stuff they did.
I think the stuff that they have already done, they will be allowed to publish. But there's... That could change at any time. You know how court and stuff is. If they start making money off it, which they won't, no one is ever going to buy that stuff again.
It doesn't matter. Because Disney cool said, reading, okay, yeah, you can read this, but it's not relevant. None of it.
All of the old novels. I bet those are the same way. I bet people were still buying those novels. Not anymore. Well,
they're all now like what-if stories, you know. So.
Yeah, like what if there was never a Disney? Go watch a Star Wars. Go watch a Star Wars.
Or not.
Anything we're looking forward to this week? In any avenues or anything. I want to see Jurassic World.
I think that comes out on this week,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's available digital right now. This week?
What day?
Probably Tuesday.
Yeah, DVDs drop usually on Tuesdays.
They've changed that up, though, man. Since everything's gone digital now, they don't even give a damn. Movies come out on Wednesdays, you know, in the theater. DVDs will come out on a Friday. Comics still Wednesdays, baby. Woo! Always and forever.
Well, have you ever tried to get a comic fan to change something?
To change anything? yeah, and then they bitch. Oh, we want something to change. And then they get a girl Blade, and everyone's like, oh, why'd they change Blade?
Because like, everybody cared about Blade anyway.
Yeah, dude, no one cared about Blade. You're bitching about a girl Blade.
Shut up. We like to bitch.
They do. We love to bitch as geeks. My favorite thing to bitch about is how much geeks bitch. That's my favorite thing to bitch about, dude. So I'm like, damn it. I'm my own worst enemy. But yeah, what else is happening, man? That one movie...
That one movie.
With the guy from The Thing, where they do all those robberies with the other people. George Clooney. And he was in that... That other Disney movie, Fantastic World, The Future World.
Oh, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. You knew what I was talking about.
It took a while, but I got there.
I'm like an Alzheimer's-ridden grandfather. You know, that one time. But that's out on DVD and Blu-ray. I'd like to see that.
Did that even stop at the theaters?
It was at the theater. It was in the theater. Got a lot of mixed reviews. A lot of people
reviewed
it said it was terrible, and then a lot of people who reviewed that said you didn't get it. There was like a layers to it that people missed or something. That's what I heard.
I got it.
You just didn't like it.
It was okay. It wasn't groundbreaking, but it's not.
Oh, here we go. A movie's got to be groundbreaking. It's going to be awesome.
It's just
Blade Runner was groundbreaking. Larry hated it.
Here's the thing. The funny thing about that movie is they made that movie once somebody who filmed Escape from Tomorrowland.
Oh, that was actually really good.
In Disney World or whatever.
You heard that story.
Yeah.
It was all secretly filmed with like the same kind of camera you have.
So then as soon as that started making the rounds and film festivals and everything and winning some awards, they started working on a movie called Tomorrowland and bought up every domain name related to it. So if you search for Escape from Tomorrowland, the first thing that comes up is the Disney movie Tomorrowland.
Well, that dude wasn't selling that movie anyway. He was giving it away.
Disney would have sued him completely.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So,
But you're not even supposed to be allowed to film movies there, and he was able to get away with it. Because the camera he's got looks like a still camera, like your camera, but you can do full HD video with it like your camera.
Yeah,
and good for him for doing that. There's like a behind the scenes to that that's almost as long as the movie itself that is better than the movie, because it's like other people taking pictures of him while he's taking pictures. Yeah, and then they're like, man, we gotta go back, and then it's like they're spending like another $100 to get back into the park or something like that. Yeah, it was so neat. Yeah.
Because that movie probably cost a lot to film.
Dude,
just in
admission and eating. You got to eat, right?
Right, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably $100.
Ice cream bars are like $13.
So it's probably like $50-$60 a day per person.
Yeah, I was talking about high prices of vended items, you know, like concessions. Now, you are originally from Texas, so you've been to Texas, and I know there are movie theaters in Texas where they serve food and beer.
Yes. That is a thing.
Is it like $50 a pitcher for beer? I would imagine it's like 100. You have to have like a
Well, that
I
is
know,
a
co-signer.
Newer
you
know,
like a
there's movie theaters here that served beer. That became a thing nationwide about the same time.
Why are all movie theaters selling beer? All the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Why aren't people throwing beer bottles at TV at the movie screens when they're angry?
Hey, they're
movie.
Plastic bottles.
I'd be cool still.
I'd still throw it.
I throw plastic
candy. I'm
sure
somebody has.
Throw plastic candy.
But I mean, right now there are more movie theaters I can think of that serve beer than the ones that don't.
My movie theaters don't sell beer.
That's because you're in Hendersonville.
I need to get out of Hendersonville is what I need.
Belcourt serves beer. Opry Mills serves beer.
That's too far away.
So you go up
Hollywood 27, I think they serve
beer. So you go up,
you
get a plastic,
Green Hill
you get a
serves
plastic
beer.
Bottle of beer. You get a plastic
or
bottle of beer.
Or a cup.
So you can get a draft.
Yeah.
They have like a keg and a draft.
I know most
how
of them sell like Yahoo and
how much
Yazoo or whatever.
Is that a kind of beer?
Yazoo? It's not only
Yahoo
is
that
no,
chocolatey
Yazoo.
Drink. Yahoo is that chocolatey drink.
Yazoo. With a Z.
Is that like Zima? I loved Zima back in the day.
Yazoo.
Drop
you
a
are
Jolly
bashing on Nashville's premier
Yazoo
beer.
Yazoo
Brew.
Drink beer.
It's made
drink
downtown.
Beer.
Neither do I. Why are you asking me questions about beer?
My daughter was made downtown too. Big deal.
And are you bashing her?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not a fan of beer. I'm just curious as to how much a movie theater beer costs.
I don't know. I don't drink beer.
Well, you look at the signs. You go to movies
that
sell beer.
I'll watch Star Wars before I'll drink beer.
Probably $8 to $10.
That's not that bad.
I'm freaking allergic to beer.
Are you? I think I'm allergic to beer. I think I'm allergic to alcohol.
I
used to
sick.
Drink a lot. A lot.
I can drink a lot of whiskey. Or bourbon
Scotch
or
whiskey.
Whatever. But there's
like
something
bourbon.
In beer. I'll get sick by the time I finish a can of beer.
It could be a, what is that when you're allergic to stuff in bread?
Gluten?
Yeah,
gluten
it could be
allergy.
A gluten. You could have gluten.
I have no problem
disease.
With bread. I am not. I am not.
It could be
I am not one out of a million that has a celiac disease. Celiac disease is one of the most overstated diseases that people have.
It's one of those fads, like diets. It's like a diet thing. It's fads. Yeah, it is. It kind of is.
I don't know if diet is a fad, but
no,
yeah.
There are
diets
fads.
Are fads.
There are diet fads.
I think the celiac thing, the no whatever, no gluten is like a fad.
I mean, no gluten is thing, but the people that are actually have celiac disease are very rare.
You know, I loved that show that had the celiacs on it, Land of the Lost. Remember that? They had the celiacs.
That
was waiting for you guys to get the joke.
That was remade to that shitty Will Smith.
I love Will Smith.
Yeah, the shitty Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, Will Ferrell movie.
I love that because it had music from my favorite musical, The Chorus Line, in it. And I got the joke because of The Chorus Line. It was a joke. Never mind. Are we wrapping this? We've been doing this forever. I gotta go home. I got a wife and kids. Work tomorrow. Damn.
Made in Tennessee.
Yeah, made in downtown. Like that beer.
You know, the chocolate one. That's kids' drink.
The chocolate drink that you get in the yellow can. The Yahoo.
Actually, one of it's either red and white or yellow and red.
The beer?
Yeah, the colors and label. I don't know.
I haven't tried it. I'll try some.
I know. I've seen the sign all over downtown.
So you haven't had any either, so.
No, yeah. No. That usually, I think I see Blue Moon is another popular one.
I don't know if that's a local
one.
Brand.
I know Yazoo is a local brand, but I don't think Blue Moon is.
The only beer I drink is Irish Scotch whiskey. Oh, that doesn't count as beer, but that's what I will drink. Jameson's, I'll drink that shit all day.
It's okay.
Love it. I don't like bourbon and stuff.
See, I'm more of a bourbon fan.
I don't like bourbon. I think it comes from me getting sick off Crown Royal so much.
Crown Royal is about as much of a bourbon as Diet Cola is.
It's not even.
It's a blended whiskey at that.
Exactly. I'm just.
It's where they take three or four other whiskeys and pour them together.
I'm ruined on those sorts of flavors.
Ironically,
whiskeys.
Age them in secondhand Jack Daniel's barrels.
They do. That's what they get inside. They make it taste so good. But no, I'm not a fan of those sorts of.
I guess it's just my own game right there.
I like Irish. I like Irish and the Scottish.
Well, you look like you like Irish.
Those dudes know how to make whiskey. Lagavulin 16. You ever had that? It's like $15 a shot. $100 a bottle if you get it.
Okay. Well. Yeah, if you're buying stuff by the shot, you know,
so good.
You're paying way too much.
Well, at a bar, it's like that much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it is like $100 a bottle if you're buying it just by the bottle. But it's aged 16 years in like an island where they don't let anybody come in there and shit. It's like really awesome.
There's plenty of good, you know, Glen Grant, Glenlivet, you know.
So
you can
like
get those aged up to like 50
it's like Slurm.
Years.
It's exactly right. It's like Slurm from Futurama. You can just drink it.
Straight out of the slug's
anus. Straight out of the slug's anus. I hope that gets picked up. Wrap this up. I'm serious. I'm hungry, too. You know how I get when I get hungry? I Hulk out. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
He becomes an incredible bull.
You want me to get you a Snickers?
No. I want to go home and eat some pizza.
All right. Go home, eat some pizza. Is that your final thought? Pizza thought?
I have a final thought, though.
Well, what's your final thought? You keep wanting to wrap this up, but you won't give me your final thought.
On this October 21st, 2015, Back to the Future Day, despite the fact that the cover of the USA Today sort of ruins this a little bit, I don't think anyone takes into account the changes to the timeline that could and may have occurred due to the release of Marty's father's novel. And that's why we don't have hoverboards. That's why we don't have flying cars and Mr. Fusions. That's why I'm not wearing... No, we don't. Don't call those things hoverboards.
No. Lexus.
The Lexus. Sure, if I'm riding around on metal for the rest of my life, I want a hoverboard the way I was promised.
That is not a hoverboard.
I want
that's a
Biff's hoverboard or Boff or whatever the hell
it
is.
It's a floating series of magnets.
And that's cool. I love the technology, but that's not a hoverboard.
There is a hoverboard in the sense it's like a small hovercraft.
With
that
pocket
of air.
That's loud as shit.
You're basically floating on a pocket of air powered by 40 lawnmowers.
Yeah, you're holding on to two leaf blower engines.
Amazing.
Yeah, if you want to go deaf, I want to be able to hear
You know, Biff or Boff or whatever the hell his name is talking smack. Yeah.
So.
Hello, McFly! You're up.
Out you have a normal. Final thought? I just want to know why Larry hates all Harrison Ford movies.
Yeah.
Ironically, I don't.
Name your favorite Harrison Ford movie besides Indiana Jones.
But it is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's got to be something.
But that's not original.
It was actually based on a bunch of old novels, like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Fugitive's awesome. I like Air Force One.
I've never seen Air Force One.
It's great.
Is he your favorite president?
No. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman from
Deep Impact. Yes! I love him. Felt like, oh my God, we're going to die. And then Morgan Freeman's calmed me down. I should be more intense.
Gee, if you eliminate the Raider series in Star Wars.
You hate Star Wars.
Then, that's like half of Harrison Ford's career right there.
Oh, he's got several.
He's also got
movies.
Blade Runner, but you don't like
he's
that one.
He's got several movies.
Here's my answer, Blade Runner.
He's got a lot of movies. He played that Jack. Not Jack Bauer. I almost said Jack Bauer. Jack somebody.
Jack
Ryan.
That was Air Force One.
He played him in a lot of movies. Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah.
Freaking amazing. That's when political thrillers were political thrillers, dude. Where's the political thriller genre? Where is that?
I think everybody hates politics.
I know.
Overall right now.
Where's our wartime drama? Our Cold War drama? Hunt for Red October is still one of my favorite movies.
That was a good movie.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Love that shit.
Trying to think. Let's see.
Yeah, he's like, by he's on IMDb. Yeah, I'm like, damn it. That dude has only been in 6 movies.
Yeah.
Tell me how much to take out for drinks so that I can count down and leave. Larry is away, and he is looking up Harrison Ford movies.
I'm trying to see which ones I've seen.
How is Harrison Ford in a movie from 1966?
Maybe he was a little kid.
He must have been. I thought he was like a carpenter, though, or something. Yeah, Apocalypse Now? That was good.
He wasn't that, was he?
He was in a movie called Kung Fu. He was called Mr. Harrison in the TV series Kung Fu, 1974. How cool. He was in American Graffiti, where obviously that's where he met. Maybe that's what it was. He was a carpenter on American Graffiti. And that's when he came up. Hanover Street, Blade Runner, of course. Witness is an awesome movie. Working Girl is okay. If you're into rom-coms. I
don't know if I'd actually be in.
Yeah, dude, you're back in the 60s, man.
Well, yeah, I'm looking to see which ones I've seen.
American Graffiti is okay.
Yeah, and that's a classic movie. Yeah. Let's see. Apocalypse Now is a classic movie.
Yeah, I love that shit. Witness is really good. If you've never seen Witness, it's a little old school, maybe a little dated, but still a great movie.
That had one of the classic lines, you can't make fun of me, Amish guy.
Patriot Games, that was the first Jack Ryan he was in. That's good.
The Fugitive was good.
I love The Fugitive, man.
Yeah.
Clear and Present Danger. Air Force One, K-9 the Widowmaker, that was fun. Morning Glory, that was terrible. Cowboys and Aliens, that was the biggest turd I've ever seen.
I mean,
He was in Anchorman 2. He was one of the fighting gangs or whatever.
He was the head of a news station.
Yeah.
He turned into a werewolf.
Oh, yes. That was so good. They need to do Anchorman 3, I'm sorry.
You know, where are they going to go?
It doesn't matter. Where were they going to go after the first one? And they went there. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, so they have to go to the 90s, so you have to become like a blogger or something.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to see that. Cool. Did you turn the recording off? Are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording.
Oh, my goodness. This is the longest podcast ever. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Because you can't find a good Harrison Ford movie that he likes.
I'm sorry. I told you I like The Fugitive. That was good.
He's really only been in 3 series. Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and Jack Ryan.
Well, you know, he picked 2 of those were really good series.
Dude, he didn't have to pick anything else. That's a good point. Well, wrap this. Bye, guys. Yeah.
Bye. See you next week for episode 105, I guess.
Oh,
this is 104, yeah.
Did we? Yeah, we didn't say the number.
What is the podcast?
Check out OutrightGeekery.com, ComicCity2.com.
Our podcast is about all things geek. It's Geeks of the Square Table. All right. See you next week.
I'm walking out.